Folks, what I want to share with you this morning is what I see to be as an opportunity of a lifetime. Folks, I hope that you have seen here in Nashville all week that there's a whole lot of market signals. Signals that are in place for growth for this industry. And as we move forward, let's think about our consumers. Consumers continue to show strong preference for beef. And despite what a lot of us have felt as a struggling economy, domestic consumer demand is strong and it is expected to stay strong in the future. Exports, we have set all-time records with more growth expected ahead. And here's the neat part. It's not just about our top four markets anymore. The growth is becoming more diverse, and we're sending more high-quality U.S. beef to more markets than ever before. So although these signals tell us to expand, we must absolutely understand and respect the role that Mother Nature and other key factors play in determining supply. Global beef supplies, as you know, are shrinking. And here in the U.S., drought has no doubt been a factor. This reduced our cow herd now to 30 million head, the lowest level since 1950. But, as you heard yesterday, in the near future, folks, we're pretty bullish. We're pretty bullish about the opportunity to take this 30 million head cow herd and perhaps grow it to the level of 33 million. And if my predictions are correct, perhaps to the level of 35 to 36 million here in the years to come. And that is why NCBA is working our tails off every day to make certain that we not only have a sustainable, but a profitable level of growth in every segment of the entire beef supply chain so that you, every cattle producer that is able, has the courage and the confidence to expand. So I don't care whether you're 20 years of age or 70 years of age, we are truly facing an opportunity of a lifetime. Since we were together in Orlando, and over the past 6 months, I've had an opportunity to travel almost coast to coast and border to border and interact with producers all across this country and focusing on a common question of how do we get more people to enjoy beef more often. In those discussions, we've talked about groundbreaking initiatives. A couple of examples of that would start with the Beef Sustainability Assessment, a long-term checkoff-funded research project that will absolutely demonstrate beef's impact in our country. From the three pillars of sustainability, starting with environmental, followed by economic and societal. We've also talked about the Cattlemen's Stewardship Review, a checkoff-funded project, and most importantly, a tool that demonstrates to stakeholders how you are raising beef in a socially responsible way. We talked about how we've been cutting through consumer clutter to help improve domestic demand, and about the best example I can give you that is the recent Bold study that we've just completed, which proves beef is not only important, but is also a healthy part of a balanced diet. Our team in Washington, D.C., we've discussed how they have pushed back on burdensome regulation, and a couple examples of that would include, first, the proposed GPSA rule, a rule that a lot of you in this room would understand just how it would have pushed back 50 years of market innovation, and at the same time working with the EPA in pushing back on dust regulation. Let me ask you a question. Just how many of you in this room might be interested in expanding had those two pieces of regulation moved forward? Well, while they were pushing back, they were also pulling forward and pushing forward on issues like trade and bringing forward three free trade agreements focused on Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. In these conversations, we talked about a real important one here, folks, and that is how we are working together, not just with all of our state partners and our state affiliates in getting the job done, but also with a brand new initiative called the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. So that means we've been able to move beyond just the beef industry and work with all of animal agriculture and American agriculture with more than 75 organizations and business partners joining together and leading the conversation about the future of food with important influencers. So by working together to accomplish all of these goals, here's what producers have shared with me all across the country and certainly here this week. It's simply this, that NCBA has been working with them in a way that has created opportunities for growth within their businesses. And here this week, the one thing I'm most proud of is that people have said, Forrest, we can really feel the momentum, not just within our leadership, not just within our organization, but within our industry. And folks, I hope you can certainly feel that momentum as well. So NCBA is riding a wave of momentum. Your organization is on a stronger foundation, both from our people and our team that represent you every day, as well as a financial foundation than we've seen in quite some time. And also, according to CBB's Producer Attitude Survey, it's pretty clear to us that you believe not only in the Beef Checkoff program, but the work that it is doing on behalf of this industry. And as Polly Rulin just outlined in her comments, there is absolutely an increased level of transparency and trust in the investment of your checkoff dollars. Folks, let me leave no room for doubt. We are working together very well. So how do we lead forward? Leading forward, we know there's going to be challenges ahead, but we must face them together. NCBA is committed and working every day with our grassroots producers, with you and with our state partners and other industry stakeholders to not only overcome these challenges, but to build this bullish future for our industry. So as we leave here and we move forward in the year ahead, here's where we're going to be focused, and here's the outcomes we're going to work to achieve. First, when we look at continuing to not only fuel, but balance and defend consumer demand for beef here in this country, we will do the following. We will leverage consumer and technical research, like the BOLD study I just referenced, to change that paradigm of beef causes heart disease to beef is a part of a heart healthy diet. We'll leverage over 10 years of beef safety research, not only to protect the beef supply, but most importantly, our consumers, and tackle some of our toughest safety challenges. In the year ahead, we will prove that U.S. beef is not only sustainable, but we will demonstrate your commitment that goes well above and beyond that to that of continuous improvement. We will lead conversations and share your stories and break down consumer concerns about just where their beef comes from. As in the year ahead, secondly, we're going to continue to move forward in creating new trade opportunities that add that incremental value that you heard yesterday of well in excess of $200 per head when we look at these international markets. And to do that, our first order of business is going to be to fully implement all three free trade agreements that we all worked so hard to get passed through Congress and which were finally signed by the President in late 2011. Japan, we all know we're beginning to see some of these signals that they might relax some age restrictions, and our job is pretty simple, turn those signals into reality. And when we turn to Taiwan, we must continue to work toward true science-based standards in every aspect of our trading relationship with this key export market. As we move forward in the year ahead, the third area we will focus is around this whole business environment. And the first order of business here has everything to do with removing the livestock title to the 2012 Farm Bill. And perhaps most importantly to every single person in this room is working to provide a permanent solution to the estate tax issue. That, folks, we feel strongly will enable you to pass your operation down to the next generation. Folks, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about resources. This industry must have the right level of both checkoff and non-checkoff resourcing to get the job done. So as we wrap up here in Nashville, I hope you've sensed a feeling of momentum this week, and I hope you've sensed how we are working on your behalf at NCBA to create new levels of prosperity, to lead the industry forward, and to create, most importantly, some new opportunities for growth for each of your operations. So you might ask a question, what does this look like? We think it looks like this. Every farm, ranch, and stock operation is fully stocked. Every feedlot pen is full to capacity. And every packing plant shackle has a hanging carcass. And at the end of the day, there's a steak on every plate. And why is this important? We feel that answer is pretty simple as well. So that you can pass your operation on to the next generation and those young folks that are following in our footsteps. Thank you.